Here is the week in Congressman John Faso news. Votes he took, positions he espoused, and protest rallies and town halls that he attended or not.
James Nanny reports in the Times-Herald Record that two Democrats running for the congressional seat currently held by John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, raised more than the incumbent in the last quarter filing period. Green County Democrat Antonio Delgado of Dutchess County raised $350,950.21 from April 1st to June the 30th and now has $590,319.30 in his campaign account. Brian Flynn, 47, of Hunter, raised $573,680.77 during the second quarter, but most of that came from $500,000 Flynn loaned his own campaign. Faso raised $337,096.16, more than the $276,105.58 he raised in the first quarter. Faso spent $110,908.75 during the second quarter, with a $495,875.08 campaign balance, according to the Federal Election Commission records. Patrick Ryan raised $213,291.60 and has $205,416.93 on hand. Gareth Rhodes of Ulster County raised $134,962.78 with $125,258.76 in his campaign coffers. Sue Sullivan of Ulster County raised $54,519.77 in the quarter and has $39,882.24 in her account. Stephen Bryce of Ulster County raised $6,494.25 with $1,093.01 in his account. Jeffrey Beals of Ulster County has no report filed on FEC website. Dave Clegg of Ulster County filed to run for office after the federal deadline. Finally, Richard Moody in the Columbia Green Media reports that Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, is all for the latest budget proposal released by the U.S. House Republican majority on July the 18th, even if it is based on something that might not come true. The House proposal, which claims to balance the budget in 10 years, assumes that the Affordable Care Act is repealed and replaced with something that costs the government much less. So far, Republicans, despite holding both houses of Congress and the presidency, have been unable to repeal or replace the current health care system. Faso told the newspaper, and I quote, "We need serious reforms to get our country back on the right fiscal path, and I believe that is the spirit of this budget proposal," end quote. You can read that full story in HudsonValley360.com.
Representative John Faso, Republican of Kinderhook, voted to loosen environmental regulations for pipelines this week, but voted against most Republicans on a measure that would lessen ozone regulations. On July 19th, Faso voted for the Promoting Interagency Coordination for Review of Natural Gas Pipelines Act with 234 other Republicans on a measure that passed 248-179. The day before, he was one of 11 Republicans voting against the Ozone Standards Implementation Act of 2017, which passed 229-199.
Dan Friedman reports in the Albany Times-Union that Representative John Faso's amendment to the Republican plan to cut taxes and health care is as dead as the bill. Faso's amendment with Western New York Republican Chris Collins would have shifted Medicaid costs from New York counties to the state. Quote, "I don't think a Republican-only approach can pass based on the last 6 months," unquote. Faso said July 20th. Quote, "I'm intensely practical," unquote. Faso also told the paper that he is not worried about Democrats using his support for the bill that would have cut taxes and health care against him in 2018. Quote, "Everyone has a First Amendment right, but the country is facing extraordinary financial turmoil, and my objective here is to try and do the right thing," unquote, he said. Quote, "The election is 17 months away," unquote. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union.